SBS Filipino.
Ang isang mahusay na general practitioner o GP ay kasing halaga ng kanyang bigat sa ginto. Pero paano ninyo maaaring matagpuan ang tamang doktor na kwalipikado, maasikaso at nakakaunawa sa inyong karanasan? Narito sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Audrey Bourget. Ang paghanap sa isang GP sa Australia ay hindi madali, lalo na kung nakatira kayo sa isang syudad. Isang simpleng paghahanap sa internet ay magpapakita ng ilang doktor sa inyong lugar. Kapag dumating sa paghahanap ng tamang GP para sa inyong pangangailangan, kailangan ninyong magtrabaho ng kaunti pa. Si Dr. Tony Bartone ang pangalawang pangulo ng Australian Medical Association. Iminumungkahi niyang una kayong magtanong sa inyong komunidad para sa kanilang rekomendasyon.
If you're living close to relatives or living close to friends, you know, or people that you know who've also migrated from, you know, a close part of the world that you're from, starting with their recommendation is very, very important because it gives them a sense of understanding and ownership of the decision and information about who they're going to see.
Ang pakikipag-usap sa inyong mga kaibigan o kapitbahay na pasyente ng isang GP ay magbibigay sa inyo ng karagdagang impormasyon.
There's stuff that you never pick up from the brochure until you become part of the fabric. The girls are very friendly. The girls are helpful. There's a nurse there on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. They really look after babies well, or they really look after grandparents well. They do a visiting service for the sick or the infirmed, you know. So all of that is very important information that can't be gleaned immediately from a practice brochure or a practice information sheet or maybe the website.
Maaari kayong makatagpo ng isang GP na nagsasalita ng inyong lengguwahe, pero kung hindi, maaari kayong humanap ng isang gumamot na ng ibang tao na may parehong pinanggalingan at may alam sa inyong kultura. Kung kailangan ninyo ng tagasalin, magbibigay ang Translating and Interpreting Service ng libreng serbisyo sa pamamagitan ng telepono o personal na pakikipag-usap. Doblehin ninyo ang inyong kinukuhang impormasyon kung paano ito nagaganap.
Some doctors perhaps might say they're too busy or only schedule appointments at certain times of the day when they need more complex work or assistance. Find out as much as you can about the practice before you choose it.
Karagdagan sa isang taong may alam sa inyong lengguwahe o nakakaintindi ng inyong kultura, maaaring gusto ninyong madali itong matagpuan kung itatanong ninyo ang oras ng konsultasyon na ayon sa inyong panahon.
What you want is one that's been part of the community for a long time, is a part of the community, is closely established with other support services close by, located, you know, with public transport or these are the things which make it easy. You don't want your trip to the doctor to be a problem. You don't want to have barriers in front of you.
Isa pang mahalagang konsiderasyon ay kung ang singil sa inyong pagdalaw ay sakop ng Medicare o kailangan ninyong magbayad ng karagdagan. Si Dr. Sama Balasubramanian ay isang GP na nagsanay sa Refugee Health sa Western Sydney. Sinabi niya na bago kayo magtungo sa inyong GP, tanungin muna ninyo kung ang klinika ay sumisingil ng bayad sa gap.
If there is a gap, the important thing to ask is how much the gap is or how much is out of pocket. How are future consultations noted? And we know that for some clinics may charge a gap for the first couple of consults. They may not do it for children. They may not do it for over 65. So there are specific circumstances where that may not be charged. So that's something that can be negotiated with the practitioner directly.
Kung nagtitipid naman kayo, isang klinikang nag-aalok ng bulk bill, yung klinikang hindi sumisingil ng gap, ang maaari ninyong maging opsyon. Pero ang pagbabayad ng singil ay may halaga pagminsan, lalo na't kung ang GP ay malapit sa inyong tirahan o tumutugma sa inyong pangangailangan. Suriin muna ang website bago kayo dumalaw upang magkaroon ng maraming impormasyon kung maaari. Kung mayroon kayong mga tanong na hindi nasasagot, sinabi ni Dr. Tony Bartone na tumawag kayo sa klinika ng GP.
Do you treat children? Do you do home visits? What if I can't get in here at certain hours? How long is your lead time for appointments? You know, what if it's an emergency? Is there a nurse? Do you have a preventative health service? Do you have a an after-hours number of some recorded information? How do you follow up results? What's your billing policy?
Maaari ninyong itanong kung ang klinika ay aprobado ng mga ehensyang kagaya ng Australian General Practice Accreditation o General Practice Australia, na ang ibig sabihin ay meron silang partikular na pamantayan sa kalidad. Kapag meron kayong naiisip na GP, gumawa kayo ng appointment para sa inyong regular na konsultasyon para malaman kung ano ang dapat sundin. Huwag maghintay na magkaroon ng malubhang karamdaman bago malaman kung ang pinili ninyong GP ay tama para sa inyo. Ayon kay Dr. Sama Balasubramanian, importanteng maging komportable kayo sa inyong GP.
So patients should be looking for open and honest communication from their practitioners. They should have someone that's actively listening to them, feels like their concerns are being heard, and thinks they're being advocated for. They're being advocated for their best interests.
Kung nararamdaman ninyong hindi kayo pinakikinggan ng inyong GP o hindi ito tama para sa inyo, huwag kayong matakot na humanap ng kapalit.
The first and most important thing is for patients to understand that it's not abnormal to actually have a general practitioner for a few months and then move on, particularly in the early stages of migration. It's very difficult to find someone you click with straight away.
Pero kapag nakatagpo kayo ng isang GP na komportable para sa inyo, sinabi ni Tony Bartone na manatili kayo sa kanya para sa pinakamagandang desisyon tungkol sa inyong kalusugan.
Finding the right doctor is a very personal decision. Don't be afraid if you make them, you know, if you have to try and try again. But when you make a relationship, try and keep the same doctor. It's very important. Develop a lifelong relationship and that relationship will deliver you in spades later on.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.